4th of July weekend is nearly upon us. Time for the red, white, and blue, or as we'll interpret it today, red, white, and blueberry. This is the time of year when blueberries approach harvest and our chance to talk about the tasty berry and learn a few things about it. We have the perfect tour guide in Karen Avanellis, who's a blueberry grower and member of the Blueberry Council Health Research Committee. She is also part of AgriCare Incorporated with offices in both Oregon and California and Thomas Creek Farms. Karen Avanellis, you're very busy with blueberries, obviously. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Jeff. Thanks for inviting me.
So where are your two operations? You have two sets of blueberry operations, one in each state, is that right?
That's correct. My husband and I started in the blueberry business in the mid-1990s. We were one of the first growers in California and fell in love with the crop right off the bat and decided that we needed to expand. So here we are in the great state of Oregon.
So you mentioned getting into it not terribly long ago. Why did you get into the blueberry business? What appealed to you about it?
Oh, just that little blueberry. You know, once you walk into a blueberry field and experience the berry on the bush and pick it and eat it ripe on the bush, you can't get enough. So what we knew was this is an industry that we wanted to become intimately involved in and help put as many healthy, wonderful, delicious-tasting blueberries on the store shelf as we possibly could.
You mentioned when you started that California was not much of a blueberry state. What was the reason for people not attempting it? When you consider the fact that just about everything else is grown in California.
Well, it's our arid weather there. Blueberries love the cool nights, warm days. They love high organic matter in the soil. They love all the water in the Pacific Northwest. So what we knew in California, we had a little bit different conditions. But as California growers, what we've learned over the years is our weather in California and our soil conditions are very conducive to excellent quality blueberries with a delightful flavor. And the blueberry varieties that have come to California have really been developed out of some research programs in Florida.
We talked to a fair number of people who are in the winemaking business, and of course the discussion of terroir and how different a grape can taste from one patch of land to another comes up often. I wonder how different it is for a blueberry grown in Oregon and a blueberry in California. If you did a blind taste test, could you tell them apart?
Possibly. I would say myself, yes, because I know varieties very well. That's part of what I do on a daily basis. However, as just a consumer, to me, they're all delightful. There's different varieties in both estates. We have what's called Southern High Bush in California and Northern High Bush in Oregon and Washington. So a little bit different growing conditions are needed for both of those, but they both have delightful characteristics.
I was reading a little bit about High Bush and Low Bush blueberries. What are the difference between them?
Just the number of warm days versus cool nights and just growing conditions, weather conditions, basically.
Any particular difference in taste between high bush and low bush blueberries?
No, not really. You know, the industry, especially our nursery industry that helps us develop plants, have just done an excellent job in research and development of varieties that are well-suited to all areas.
We're talking to Karen Avanellis, who's a blueberry grower and involved in the marketing and the health aspects of blueberries as well. She's got operations in both Oregon and California, as you heard. You can join the discussion on the exchange. Everything you ever wanted to know about blueberries right here with an expert in front of you. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Karen, I gather you're a true believer in blueberries. Tell us a little bit about your own health history with them.
Well, I think that's really, Jeff, what drew me in. When I began to attend our industry meetings and really hear what was going on in health benefits research, I was sold. And I've got some immune system issues and just different health issues since birth. And as I begin to actually experience the blueberry and eat it, and hear what was happening in research, excellent research, I might add, I begin to really pay attention, and truly a cup a day is what I eat every day of my life now. I carry them with me wherever I go. I go to a store, buy fresh, buy frozen, freeze-dried, because that's just how much of a believer I am in this little blue dynamo.
So you happily hawk blueberries even if you didn't grow them, it sounds like.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
So what is it that's in them, Karen? What makes them so good?
Well, they're very, very high in vitamin C, which is a very powerful antioxidant, which helps protect cells from damage created by free radicals in your system. They're very high in manganese, which is an essential nutrient that helps the body process cholesterol and other nutrients such as carbohydrates and protein. And they're very high in dietary fiber, which we all know what we're finding out about fiber, especially in the gut. It's absolutely essential that we eat fiber every day of our life. And these little blue dynamos just happen to be really high in that.
You keep calling them little blue dynamos. I mean, they pack more nutrition in per square centimeter, I guess we'd say, than other similar fruits?
Well, I would say, Jeff, that they're just one of the healthiest little blue fruits that you can get your hands on and eat. And what your listeners need to know is, wow, get out to the store and get some today, because what you're going to find on your store shelf today, wherever you go in the Pacific Northwest and especially Oregon, is those berries are being harvested today, and you're going to be able to eat those fresh tomorrow.
So if they're getting harvested today, what's the growing season for blueberries? And give us some contrast between Oregon and California.
Well, California starts their harvest usually April to May, and we end up in California by mid-June, and we're done. Oregon usually starts about the first week in July, but in the last several years, we've been early, and we've started in June. And we're usually wrapped up by late August, early September, depending on the varieties, because there's early, mid, and late season varieties in each state.
That's a pretty good roll, then. I mean, you get blueberries coming off the vines for essentially about 2 months, then.
Absolutely, 2 to 3 months. And that's what makes it so fantastic for your listeners and for you and I, Jeff, to go to the store and buy fresh every day.
So when we're not getting fresh blueberries at the store, where do they tend to be coming from, if not from this region, in other words?
They can come from across the globe. That's one thing about the blueberry. It's saturated the globe right now, and it's growing in popularity because of the health halo that it's gaining, because of the excellent research that the council is doing and has been doing for over 12 years now.
All right, we're talking about the Blueberry Council Health Research Committee. Karen Evanelis is our guest on the exchange, a member of that committee, a blueberry grower, and a blueberry lover times 10, it sounds like. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Maybe you have some questions about blueberries and their growing and their maintenance. Maybe you have some questions about the uses of blueberries in ways to prepare and serve to the table. Maybe you have some stories to tell us about blueberries and experiences thereof. 800-838-3760 to join us by phone. By email, it's jx@jeffnet.org. Tell us about the process of caring for blueberry bushes and what that takes. I mean, are they fairly hardy plants? Do they require a lot of attention?
Well, they are hardy, but they do require a lot of love and care and attention, yes, Jeff. It's a really interesting crop to grow. They like a lot of organic matter in their soil. They don't like to sit and have wet feet standing in water, but they do want to be wet. They do want to be moist. And that's what makes Oregon such a wonderful home for the blueberry, because of our weather here. You know, when we look at the weather today, yes, it's going to be warm today, but it's going to cool off this evening. And blueberry bushes love that type of weather. So we do everything we can to understand how our plants need to be fed, what they like, and how to care for them. And every grower that you're going to talk to and meet across the nation would have the same perspective and the same mindset. What can I do for my bushes to help make them happy and healthy so that they produce a wonderful crop every season?
You mentioned they don't like to get their feet wet, but they do like the moisture. So, I mean, how much water are they going to consume over the course of a growing season?
It takes about 57 gallons of water to produce a pound of blueberries. So you do the math. They love the rain here in the Pacific Northwest. Now, in California, we really major in how we irrigate. We do a lot of drip irrigation so that we're right on target with every single drop of water. But here in the Pacific Northwest, we're blessed with rainfall, and that's one of the things about the rainy weather we have here in the gray days that we can celebrate is what a wonderful blueberry crop it will grow for us and put on the store shelf.
So our blueberries, with the kind of moisture they need, we're not talking quite up to the point of like the bogs where the cranberries grow on the coast, right?
Correct. They don't like to sit in water like a cranberry bog. But what I can tell you, Jeff, is here where I'm sitting today on our farm here in Jefferson, Oregon, we sit right in the midst of the South Santiam and the Thomas Creek River. And, you know, we do get floods across this particular farm almost on a yearly basis. The water backs up, comes over the dike, and settles in on some of our fields. But what that does is it brings all sorts of wonderful micronutrients out of the river bottom and out of the soil and settles it across our property here. And these little bushes, these little blue dynamos just love that kind of care. And what that does is it suppresses disease and pests in the winter months so that when they come back out, they're very happy, they're well fed, and, you know, a lot of that disease and pest has gone away because they've all drowned in the water.
I hadn't thought to ask if you're growing them organically up there or if it's more conventional farming.
We actually farm both styles. It depends on our soil and where we're located. However, we do really major in organic farming practices. And that's, again, because we have this wonderful environment here in Oregon and especially in our Jefferson area here. The soil here just lends itself to be able to farm organically.
We have a question here for you, Karen, from Mike in Medford. He's heard that you should grow blueberries with different varieties to increase yield. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. Good question, Mike. The more varieties you have, the better pollination you're going to have, as well as encouraging your native pollinating bees and European honeybees. That will help you with your production as well. If you can plant plants in your yard or around your blueberry bushes in your backyard that will draw the bees and the pollinators in, that will give you an even better yield on your bushes.
If you see a bluish-looking berry growing in your yard, can you trust it and assume it's a blueberry?
Well, I'd encourage you to go on the web, look up high bush or low bush blueberries and become familiar. Go on our website, littlebluedynamos.com. We have a host of information on the USHBC website for every consumer, so that they can find out right away what that little blueberry is growing in their backyard on that bush.
Okay, so don't automatically assume that it's an edible berry. It might be a kind that's not, for example. If you do want to cultivate blueberries in a yard or a home garden, I mean, how much room would you need, Karen?
Well, you can do it in a pot. You can do it in your vegetable garden. You can do it beside your house. There again, go on our website, littlebluedynamos.com, and you're going to find all sorts of information to help you understand how to make the perfect spot in your yard, on your deck, wherever you live for a blueberry bush. They really love being cared for and just wonderful organic soil.
Karen Avanellis, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a blueberry grower in both Oregon and California. Randy in Medford writes, I'm just about to take my breakfast break and go pick some luscious blueberries out of my home garden. Yum. So I think you found a kindred spirit there. You mentioned you have about a cup of blueberries a day. I mean, do you ever get bored of blueberries, Karen?
Never. You know, being a grower, how can you get bored, Jeff? I sit here in my office and I look out the window and all I see is beautiful blueberry bushes. So, no. And because of what I know about the history of this little blueberry and what I know about what it can do for me and how it can help me have a more vibrant lifestyle, I never get tired of them.
How many different ways have you prepared them over the years? Can you even count? It seems like there's a limitless variety of recipes for blueberries.
Absolutely limitless. I mean, anything from taking a freeze-dried blueberry and crumbling it up and doing a rub on chicken, fish, beef, whatever meat you like to eat, to putting it across the top of a salad, to making blueberry mango nachos or blueberry grilled cheese sandwiches. I have a good friend who loves a piece of toast with peanut butter and fresh blueberries spread across the top. So, you know, you can have blueberries any way, anytime, with anything.
They're just
that versatile.
I am still intrigued by blueberry mango nachos. I'll have to consider those the next time I'm considering preparing some nachos. Storing blueberries, let's talk about that. You mentioned that they freeze pretty well, but, I mean, does freezing take any of the nutrition away or change the texture in ways that are not necessarily pleasant?
Well, no, it's not going to destroy the nutrition at all. It's actually going to help preserve it. And it'll be just like eating a little blueberry popsicle when you take it out of the freezer and pop it in your mouth. And, wow, kids love frozen blueberries. They're wonderful.
Just about the right size, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
One thing about blueberries, though, is I haven't talked about how to get the stains out of clothing. And I wonder particularly about the clothes on the farm, if they're all sort of blue and blotchy.
You know, Jeff, we consider the color of blue the color of health. So it really doesn't bother us here on the farm.
Okay. Well, we will talk about blueberries sometime down the road with you again, perhaps. It's been lovely talking to you. Karen Avanellis is a blueberry grower, member of the Blueberry Council Health Research Committee, farms in both Oregon and Washington, Thomas Creek Farms and AgriCare, Inc., both companies that Karen's working with. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff. It's been wonderful to spend the morning with you and your listeners.
All right. Take care.